Why doesn't he mention the Jew? Why does he mention the Jew? Ultimately, all problems, all scientific problems, including those in physics, can be reduced down to the Jew. How many is he saying it is? How many is he saying it is? Oh, it was at most 100,000. It was at most 100,000. And that was people that died of catarrh, and because it was wartime, and the only food they could get hold of was lobster, and lobster isn't kosher, and they wouldn't eat it. Oh, my God. He's actually talking to a troon. I don't talk to troons. I would never talk to a troon in case they infect me in some way. But he's talking to a troon just because he's quite interested in what's going on in society. Oh no, oh my God, still on YouTube, still on YouTube. How can someone, I don't trust anyone that's still on YouTube. Anyone that's still on YouTube is a shill and is also a fed. It's absolutely a fed. Let my sword of purity, let my sword of a purity, which I, as an anonymous purity signer, wield, cut through everything. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about something that's come to my attention recently, which is the concept, well, I've known about it a long time, but is purity signalling. We talk a lot, those of us that are of a conservative bent, about virtue signalling, and this is what people on the left do, and it's what people that want to get status do in a left-wing society. But what about the concept of purity signalling, which is a way of gaining status in a broadly conservative right-wing society? Why don't we discuss the dynamics of that? So that's what I intend to do. But before I do so, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here, and could you subscribe over on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most interesting and spiciest content that I couldn't possibly put on YouTube, where if you like what I do, you can support what I do for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. Now, this, of course, makes me a shill. This makes me a shill. The fact that I don't particularly wish to give away all my labour for free makes me a shill. And the fact that I'm even allowed on YouTube at all, even if demonetized, this means I must surely be a fed. This is the kind of view that is expressed by the purity signaller. And the purity signaller is a problem on among conservatives who are in a position of weakness in a left-wing society, because he makes those conservatives highly impractical. He makes those conservatives divided. He causes infighting. And he means that the right are less able to unite and stand up against the left. And they are already less able to unite by virtue of being mentally stable. Because people who are mentally stable are lower in narcissism, they are lower in Machiavellianism, they see the world as a fundamentally fair place, and because of this, they are less power hungry. And this means that it's people who are mentally unstable who are more likely to attain power. And as a lot of research has shown, people on the left are high in anxiety, and they are high in depression, and they are high in other negative feelings, such as jealousy and unfair, and feeling that things are unfair, and so on. And this means that they don't like contemporary structures, or historical structures, or traditional structures, and they want to rip them down. And they are attracted to chaos, they are attracted to attacking all that is traditional, and they are attracted to leftism, because in a left, broadly left-wing society, if you are narcissistic and you think that you deserve better and think that you're important and cope with your negative feelings by telling yourself that you're special, then you get narcissistic supply from being left-wing because people tell you you're good. And if you're Machiavellian, then in a broad left-wing society, a way to become powerful and to control the chaos and fear by which you are surrounded is to signal, virtue signal, about how left-wing you are. Now, if we look at the psychology of this means of attaining power, it is very much the psychology of the female, as on average, as opposed to the psychology of the male. And Joyce Bedinson has looked at this in her very interesting book, Warriors and Warriors. Men are physically stronger, they're bigger, and so the way, and therefore they're perfectly happy to have a fair fight. And so the way that you attain status is by having a fair fight. And if you already have some status, then you will have the confidence that you will win a fair fight. And so you will, that is how you will attain status. You will just go for it. You will simply go for it in a fair fight. This is not what left-wing people do. Left-wing people in that sense are more like females. They are physically weaker than right-wing men. They are shorter than right-wing men. They will feel negative feelings by which they might be overwhelmed more than right-wing men. And so they fear a fair fight, but yet they have a fundamental desire for power and status. And so they are of low status. So how do they get it? They get it by playing for status covertly by a virtue signalling, via saying that they are really in favour of equality, more so than the last man, or really in favour of a harm avoidance, more so than the last man. And the result of that is eventually you get to a point where you're so in favour of harm avoidance that you daren't tell people who are deluded, who think they're something they're not, that they are not that thing. And it becomes socially unacceptable to do that. Now, what you get in a right-wing society, and what definitely happened in Victorian England, was the opposite of this, which was runaway purity. And again, these are the three moral foundations. We have five moral foundations. We have the group-oriented foundations of obedience to authority, of in-group loyalty, and of sanctity versus disgust, i.e. purity. And this is often a way of keeping harmful pathogens and whatever out of the group by being sceptical of foreigners or whatever. And you have the individually oriented foundations of equality and harm avoidance. Nevertheless, there is a degree to which equality and harm avoidance cross over with sanctity. And the reason for this is that in a right-wing society, in a highly religious society like Victorian England, where you have runaway disgust, basically, and response to disgust in the form of purity because of the prevalence of lots of diseases becoming endemic at the same time, then it, just as it is females that tend to virtue signal in a left-wing society and go on and on about how virtuous and kind and concerned with equality they are, in a right-wing society, it was the church ladies. Now, what were the church ladies? The church ladies were purity signalers. They were women of low status, often spinsters, and that was the ultimate low status thing, to be a woman that other men don't want, to be a spinster that can't get a high quality husband, or indeed any husband. And so therefore they signal their purity by going on and on about what good virgins they are and condemning any deviance from the sexual ethics of the time among other women, until you get to a point where it is these women that are spearheading the idea that, I don't know, a secretary that gets pregnant by her boss should have to put the child up for adoption with strangers, which is inherently maladaptive to be brought up by strangers, but that by genetic strangers. But that's what we get. That's what we get with purity signalling. And you will, of course, notice that in conservative circles, people who have low status within the circle, or people that are quite neurotic and therefore will go under false names and fear being outed and this sort of thing, those kinds of people will engage in purity signalling rather than virtue signalling. So they will go, indeed, the obvious example, as you'll see on Twitter, they'll put things like pure blood, the very word pure. Pure blood. And this evidences, of course, the fact that they rejected a vaccine. Now, I'm not saying the vaccines were necessarily, you know, anything other than a load of old, but it's a high level of disgust which would make you oppose having need any kind of vaccine. But you're wanting to purity signal. You're wanting to tell other people, oh, look how pure I am, pure blood. Now, what's the difference between that and writing anti-racist? It's nothing. It's hollow signalling. It costs nothing. And just a quick interruption. Please stop for a second and ask yourself this. Is there someone you could easily share this video with? Someone you know will agree because their moral values align with what I'm saying? Well, you should definitely go ahead and do so then. On the other hand, can you think of someone who would definitely not agree, who would just be angry that you would share such a nasty, racist, mean, evil video with them? Most likely you know both types of people. And the reason why these two people would react so differently to this video is because of their moral foundations. According to the moral foundation theory, conservative values rest on five dimensions, while liberals only have two. In other words, they can't relate to conservative or right-wing statements. They can't even understand them. The moral foundations theory was presented by Jonathan Haidt in his book, The Righteous Mind. He showed that the moral conditions of politics are naturally evolutionary. This means that liberal attitudes also have an evolutionary benefit, even if we may find this difficult to imagine. If you want to get a very detailed summary of the main arguments from The Righteous Mind and understand what evolutionary function both conservative and liberal views have, you can do so at Learjet.com. There you will find a short version of the most important core arguments from the book. In addition to The Righteous Mind, there are also shorts on many other base titles. You won't find most of them on other platforms. You can easily listen to titles in under 25 minutes. This means you can absorb knowledge of a whole book in under half an hour every day. So try it now. Go to Learjet.com now and sign up with my promo code TJH to get 10% off.
Are you ready for the future of the West?